This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a Shoppers John Deere Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
Yeah, pre-action Monday is what I'm calling it. Reaction Tuesday is what it'll be for us tomorrow, in fact, and we'll be on the road as well. We'll be at Texas Star Grill Shop in the Woodlands. Hanging out with
right off 45, hard to miss.
It's actually great timing for me because I need to refill my OG sauce. That is not me. Like,
I got you.
Oh, you got me. Okay, got so I'm you. Not even going to worry about
Figgy,
it.
Figgy, how you doing on it?
I'm good. I'm all good right. on it. All
right. As long as I can.
I just had some recently.
All right, I'll bring some more.
Put some on some chicken.
Not tomorrow.
Same. I made some wings. I made some wings this weekend.
Yeah.
Watching some of that college football, but also it'll be a Texas Ticket Tuesday, so we'll also give away some Texas tickets for I believe the Titans game.
Game coming up.
It'll be a great day, especially if the Texans handle their business tonight at AT&T Stadium, and if they do it in a big way as well, that'd be fantastic for me. But there's a couple of things that could possibly stand in the way of that. And there's a couple of Texans defenders that are going to be out. The vaunted Texans defense that various metrics will point to and almost give you an indication that they're probably actually even better than some people are giving them credit for. I was just looking at something earlier, and damn it, I can't remember where it is.
So well, while you're doing that you're talking about Will Anderson and Folu Fatukasi.
Yeah, man. Those ones, absolutely. Well, Will Anderson is one that I think we should have understood and expected with that ankle.
Mm-hmm.
Going back to it, when the day that it happened, the games that it happened, you were like, yeah, it didn't.
Just looked funny.
It looked funny.
It just looked funny to me.
And there's not any way to quantify funny, but it seems like the way that we're quantifying it is missed games.
Yeah.
He's missing time, and he's been designated, and designations are always interesting because they kind of tell you something while also not really telling you much at all. But week to week is not one of those designations that you're like, all right, here we go.
Yeah.
He might play this week. Week to week is just that, yeah, man, it's going to be a little bit.
Because they
time.
Say day to day otherwise.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Or they won't even go as far as day to day. Day to day even still feels a little bit further out, right?
Yeah.
He's been talked about as week to week, which makes me think that if the Texans weren't in this place where they've had a lot of IR designations and last year they ran out of opportunities to return people from IR because you're limited to 8 over the course of an entire season returns.
Maybe they're planning
IR,
that.
I think that they might be playing with a little bit of caution in that regard and keeping Will Anderson on the active roster because you do have a lot of depth pass rushing wise, which feels like might be pointing to that, but. He's again not playing in this one. It's one of the benefits before I move forward.
Yeah.
One of the things that I think is beneficial about the way that the schedule has now stacked up, where you have these next three games that I don't feel like are as challenging as other games.
I would say the same thing,
right? To put it as kindly. And so Will Anderson Jr.'s clear benefit to your defense isn't deathly necessary, but it does feel like he's going to be missing for quite a few of these next.
Well, years. With that in mind, Figgy, I want to give Reggie a hall pass here on the whole Dallas thing.
Okay,
because you know I was talking about those two guys missing, and really
Foley's a big one though,
and really Lassiter. He was limited, but in concussion protocol, so that it's kind of up in the air. So you might have three, pretty much key players on the defensive side. With Will Anderson Jr. and Fatukasi definitely out, and we'll see about Lassiter. But I'm looking at this team, and obviously the Cowboys are just not good. They're not good running the ball. They're not good passing the ball. Cooper Rush was an absolute mess in his last start. So I want to hit you with a couple of things here, Reggie, since you have been there more recently on a day-to-day basis than anybody around here. Will the defensive front be fine without those two guys? Against the Cowboys now.
I think so. I believe so. Worth noting, Mario Edwards returning, yeah, obviously, for mm-hmm. these Texans. So that's going to be helpful when it comes to defensive tackle. He's not the same as Fatukasi. I think that Togai, if I'm saying his name correctly, mm-hmm. played admirably last week in Foley's stead or in some of those instances.
Yeah.
But this offensive line that you're facing off against for the Cowboys is not, it's not no wall of Great Wall of Dallas, right?
Yeah.
It's not that. And even the offensive lines that they've had relatively recently, this is kind of a transitional offensive line where the left side of it, their left tackle is a rookie, true rookie, in Tyler Guyton, who they're not even sure if he's, you know, if he's that guy yet, like if he's playable right now. Their left guard is real strong in Tyler Smith, like that's a Pro Bowl caliber player. Their center is Cooper Beebe, who was who's a rookie as well, and he likes throwing people out the club, short arms, but he's still early, right?
Yeah.
He's still early in it. Zach Martin's an interesting one at right guard because you know the name.
It's a brand.
He's going to be in. He's going to be a Hall of Famer. I feel, but he is waning, right?
Yeah.
Like legends do fade at times, and it does feel like that's you're seeing the fading on the right side. And then Terrence Steele is a funny one because he was an undrafted free agent on the offensive line that played really well, got himself a contract, and has since been kind of, if that sounds anything like a right tackle that you might know.
Titus.
I ain't say it, you did. And so, like, there's places to be got, particularly on the outsides, which, hey, doesn't that sound great for a certain Danico Autry and Danielle Hunter?
Yeah.
So I do think that that'll be great, especially going up against a quarterback in Cooper Rush who's a don't-mess-it-up quarterback. Mm-hmm. Like, he is a guy that just kind of operates the offense well, and if you have stuff around him to work, he can get wins, as evidenced by the victories that he's had on his schedule. That is not the Dallas Cowboys team that you're facing, so I think you can get pressure and heat him up.
You just said something that I thought was interesting.
Okay.
Because you said he's Cooper Rush is just a don't mess it up kind of guy. But is that something of a worry? Mike McCarthy's, well, he's going to get fired, but he's really trying to create something out of nothing here. Is the offensive game plan, you know, the nothing to lose mentality, does that fit a Mike McCarthy, you know, Monday Night Football sort of template that there might be some things that we don't see? And frankly, are they even capable of some things that we don't expect, because all I see is CeeDee Lamb. That's pretty much it.
It really is CeeDee Lamb, man. And I think one of the things that could be really interesting is if they actually get smart and realize that Cooper Rush does not, like, playing him doesn't bring them anything, and they play Trey Lance. Because Trey Lance is he's kind of a bundle of unknown. He has not played a ton of football. Obviously, we've seen him some with the Niners, and there's definitely some stuff to be desired. But he at least brings the mobility element that then brings that would bring the Texans back to a place where you have to consider contain.
Yeah.
And that mobile element, and now the math game changes from having a guard 10 to guard 11, right? I do want to go to Matt Burke, though. The coordinators talked on Friday, and Matt Burke was asked specifically on what some of the big challenges were with the struggling Cowboys defense, and I thought the way that he answered it was kind of illuminating.
Yeah, man. They got one of the best receiving in the league. I mean, the system, just watching it, you know, the system's been the system, and they've operated at a pretty high level for a long time. You know, our challenge is what it always is about us, you know, and us being in the right spots. And, you know, it's a little different than some of the schemes we've been playing. Just some of the run schemes are a little different, a little more inside stuff. I mean, like the challenge in terms of, like, they're going to get, you know, four hands on our inside pieces and try to move that way and stay heavy on blocks. Not as much the lateral stuff, things like that.
Yeah, the inside stuff I thought was really interesting, which, again, comes back to, like, Foley not being there and such. But one of the things that was fun was that he was like, yeah, CeeDee Lamb, but it's really more about us, kind of.
Yeah, no, that's why I'm asking.
And when he was talking about that offense that, you know, they've played for a while, it's because it's an antiquated offense. I think I literally wrote it down when I was listening through hey, man, Mike McCarthy has an old, antiquated offense. This is why they got their asses beat in the first round, or the first time that they played in the divisional round of the playoffs when they played against the Packers.
Yeah.
Because that is an 08 ass offense. That is, you know, a lot of you know, hooks and curls and, you know, the slants, and it's been well understood the answers to what they do. And I have a strong feeling that Matt Burke understands that, and that's why he speaks about it that way. Is, you know, not saying that, hey, man, there's a lot of imaginative stuff. This is stuff that's been on paper for a long time that coordinators around the league have gotten some understanding of. So I'm not afraid of this offense.
What about Rico Dowdle?
Rico Dowdle's an interesting guy that hasn't had a lot of opportunity in his history. He's had some injuries in his history, but he has like 300 yards a rushing this season. Like, he averages 4.5.
But he's
going to
be the starter, by the way, for those who didn't
know. He will be the starter, but he's not individually brilliant, if that makes sense, right? And that's an offense that, an offensive line, as I was talking earlier, that yards before contact, they are ranked 23rd. In the league. So it's not like they're getting a whole bunch of push. And if you're not getting a whole bunch of push necessarily, are you getting a running back on the back end who's going to take not a lot of push and get some explosives like Joe Mixon? No, not really. Yeah. So again, not super afraid of that.
No, nor are any of us who have been watching this game and I mean this team and what the Texans maybe could do. But it just got me thinking about Mike McCarthy, you know, sort of desperation mode, nothing to lose mode. And what you're saying is he might not have those tricks in the bag.
No, I don't think so. Now, one of the things I am interested in is Kamar Lassiter, whether or not he plays, and if he doesn't, right, your cornerback depth and those types of things, because obviously you're talking about CeeDee Lamb, one of those guys who operates from everywhere and can operate from the slot and often does. Like, what does that look like? But then also, Jalen Tolbert has had a little bit of a coming, he's gotten a little bit better. But don't forget that they traded for Jonathan Mingo.
Mm-hmm.
Not an incredible wide receiver, but I'm interested in seeing, like, what he now with more of that, like, does he pose any level of challenge, especially against the Jeff Okuda that we haven't seen at all, right? I think that the unknown of some of those other things might play in more. But on the strengths of the Cowboys themselves, I'm not.
And the Jalen Petrie factor?
It's
they're going to try to attack the slot.
It's the CD. It's the CD it's part CD. Of it. But if there's not a lot of other guys that you're super worried about.
No Jake Ferguson. No.
Jake Ferguson's interesting, but I think that Jake Ferguson probably, as a tight end, is something that I don't feel bad about with Jalen Petrie. Like, Jalen Petrie is as more of a safety type player. I'm okay with him sticking with a tight end. It really is those wide receivers that are really, really good or kind of shifty that I have concerns about against Jalen Petrie. And that's CeeDee Lamb more than it is Jake Ferguson. Although I don't know that I've ever felt, or maybe not ever, but I don't know that there are many more tight ends that love hurdling than Jake
Ferguson.
There's
a lot that love it.
And so I wouldn't, I don't know if I'd actually bet. Actually, I know I wouldn't bet because I don't got the money like that. But the idea that, hey, you see Jake Ferguson catch the football and try and hurdle, I would anticipate that. But there you go. I don't think that it'll matter that you're missing these defensive players, but I am going to watch these spaces, right? Yeah. Obviously, Will Anderson Jr., there's clear evidence that there hasn't been the same level of play. Like, the sacks go down significantly when he is not playing, but you have an immobile quarterback, so I'm not super worried about that. Foley in the middle, they're going to try and really get in the middle of your defense, but still, Mario Edwards, Tim Settle, Togai have been solid in there. And then, the idea of Kamari Lassiter is the real interesting one for me. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Somebody asked, revenge game for Schultz? I mean, it'd be cool if he is, because I feel like it should be, because everybody should get some revenge in this. Everybody gets
He said a few things about Dallas.
For sure. Yeah. He sure did. So there you go. Coming up next, let's go. Let's get into what's popping, as there has been some news. There's some news in the NBA space. Your Rockets had a fantastic weekend, and Minute Maid Park is no more. Let's talk about all that next.